Some things can't be swept away by dictate. I continued asking questions. If I understood it even a little, I could manipulate the system. I need a reliable cadre, Narayan. Men I can count on no matter what. I want you to find those men.
As you say, mistress, so it shall be.
He grinned. That might have been a defensive reflex learned as a slave. Still, the more I saw of Narayan, the more sinister he seemed. Yet why? He was essentially Taglian, low caste. A vegetable vendor with a wife and children and a couple of grandchildren already, last he heard. One of those backbone of the nation sorts, quiet, who just kept plugging away at life. Half the time he acted like I was his favorite daughter. What was sinister in that? Ram had more to recommend him as strange. He was 23 and a widower. His marriage had been a love match, rare in Taglios, where marriages are always arranged. His wife had died in childbirth, bearing a stillborn infant. That had left him bitter and depressed. I suspect he joined the legions looking for death. I didn't find out anything about Sindhu. He wouldn't talk until you forced him, and he was creepier than Narayan. Still, he did what he was told, did it well, and asked no questions. I've spent my entire life in the company of sinister characters. For centuries I was wed to the Dominator, the most sinister ever. I could cope with these small men. None of the three were particularly religious, which was curious. Religion pervades Taglios. Every minute of every day, of every life, is part of the religious experience, is ruled by religion and its obligations. I was troubled till I noted a generally reduced level of religious fervor. I picked a man and quizzed him. His answer was elementary.
There ain't no priests here.
That made sense. No society consists entirely of committed true believers. And what these men had seen had been enough to displace the foundations of faith. They'd been pulled out of their safe, familiar ruts and had been thrown hard against facts the traditional answers didn't explain. They'd never be the same. Once they took their experiences home, Taglios wouldn't be the same. The band trebled in size. I had better than 600 followers hailing from all three major religions and a few splinter cults. I had more than 100 former slaves who weren't Taglian at all. They could make good soldiers once they gained some confidence. They had no homes to run to. The band would be their home. The problem with the mix was that every day was a holy day for somebody. If we'd had priests along, there would have been trouble. They began to feel safe. That left them free to indulge old prejudices, to grow lax in discipline, to forget the war and, most irritating, to remember that I was a woman. In law and custom, Taglian women are less favored than cattle. Cattle are less easily replaced. Women who gain status or power do so in the shadows, through men they can influence or manipulate. One more hurdle I'd have to leap, maybe the biggest. I summoned Narayan one morning. We're 100 miles from Dejagore. I wasn't in a good mood. I'd had the dream again. It had left my nerves raw. We're safe for the moment. The confidence of the men in their safety showed as they started their day. I'm going to make some major changes. How many men are reliable? He preened.